Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everyone. Greetings, Grand Rising to all. This is your motivational classroom with Haru the Oracle. And today we have seven things to do for yourself in 2019. Now, this is a YouTube lecture that I pulled from Ralph Smart. All you guys know that I love me some Ralphie. You know what I mean? Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Can I get a hello there? Yes, yes, yes. We love Ralph here at Hanson Awareness Radio, and we hope to have him on soon. You know, that's a vision of mine, a personal vision of mine, to have all of my mentors on, you know what I mean? Les Brown, Phil Valentine, you know, Ralph Smart, Bobby Hammond, which I don't think we'll be doing any more interviews. But, you know, guys, I just admire my mentors. You know, C.G. Portolo was one of them, and we had him on yesterday. And, yeah, man, it's just nothing but up at Enhancing Awareness Radio. I want to thank you, send a personal shout-out to all the Enhancing Awareness Radio team members. You guys are all amazing. You guys are all wonderful in your own unique way. You know what I mean? I'm just amazed how strong our family has grown. You know what I'm saying? Tiki Bradshaw, you know, shout-out to her, baby. Everybody is growing in their own way. Lisa and Gary's band, you know, are revamping their relationship segments on Sunday. And they're going to be talking about mental health in the Black community. Now, guys, that is a very, very important topic because we did a powerful broadcast last night. Mind you, all the broadcasts of yesterday, well, okay, first let me say this. All of the broadcasts are powerful and very magical and magnetic, right? But yesterday was the three. You know what I'm saying? It was a Wednesday. We know Wednesday is a holy day, you know, for any spirit family, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, for the oracles, you know what I mean? I know me and Jai, you know, we celebrate. It's something about Wednesday. I can't give you the breakdown of it, but I know that for me, and I know for Jai as well, Wednesday is a holy day for us, right? So yesterday, we don't really do much on Wednesdays, you know what I'm saying? But when we do things, you know, it's magnetic, it's electric, you know what I mean? So, you know, not good enough, you know what I'm saying? How many of y'all feel like, you know, not good enough, you know, and others internally, you know what I'm saying, help condition the program are not good enough to where, you know, it became like an automatic thing for us to believe, you know, within ourselves that we are not good enough and we're never going to be good enough, you know? We there's always a goal out there that you know, need to fit, you know what I mean, the expectations of what others, you know, want for you and all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? But no, guys, you know that you are beautiful, know that you are good enough, know that you matter. And it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're there yet or if you're not there yet. You know what I'm saying? Just know that you are exactly where you need to be in that given moment. Never allow anybody, and I have to keep telling myself this, never allow anybody to make you feel less than, to make you feel like you're not there yet, to make you feel like, you know, any type of way. If anybody is not making you feel great about you, baby, if love not being served at that table, find you a new table. I don't care who it is, you know, and no respect, no disrespect to anybody. You know what I'm saying? But see, we have to come to a point to where we stand up for ourselves and we love ourselves today, right? So I'm going to keep self-affirming myself on that aspect, you know what I mean? Because, you know, me and John was having a conversation last night, you know, freedom. What is freedom for real? You know what I mean? And I know that we're going to be doing, so I don't know who's going to do it, but somebody's going to do that broadcast on this platform. You know, what is freedom? You know what I mean? And I hope John does it. But, yeah, what is freedom really, y'all? What is it? Seriously. You know what I mean? So, you know, freedom is of mind, you know what I'm saying? Many people have different perspectives of what freedom is, you know, and for me, freedom is a mindset, you know what I'm saying, to where you really don't care what others think, you know what I'm saying? You're free to be you, you know, the most authentic version of you, even when your shit's stinking, you know what I'm saying? You are being authentically you, you know what I'm saying? The part of you that nobody likes, but, you know, hey, guess what? At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you see a great man, right? And that's what's most important. When you look in the mirror, what do you see staring back at you, right? So here are seven things to start doing for yourself in 2019. Now, I have not looked at this. I have not skimmed through this or anything. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, I'm going to be taking notes, and I'm going to be getting this information with you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing this with you. So, yeah, we're going to be learning. We're going to be growing together. I don't know the seven tips that Ralph said, but I'm going to be taking notes. So if you guys are just now tuning in, how these motivational AM segments work is I pretty much take notes, you know, just along with you guys. And I hope that you're taking notes, but it's going to be like a classroom. You know what I mean? We're going to discuss our notes. We're going to discuss the lecture. When we come back, you know, I play the YouTube clip. And it's not that long today, but I play the YouTube clip. It is about 20 minutes, guys. So it's really not that long today. But I play the YouTube clip, then I play an empowering song. And then after the empowering song, we come back and, you know, we discuss, right? And I invite callers to call in. The area code is going to be 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue. Now, I do want to let you know that I do offer Oracle services, Oracle and Tarot reading services. So, yeah, you can definitely do that. You can get that done with me. Please follow our Facebook group. Hold on. Okay, so, yeah, please follow our Facebook group. Hold on. I'm like always busy, y'all. Okay, so yeah, please be sure that you're following our show on Blog Talk Radio. We are also working on an email list as well. Sylvie is getting the Enhancement Awareness commercial is done by Sylvie Garcia. She is our web designer, our logo, commercial, you know what I mean? Her email address is there below. If you join our Facebook group, you'll see some of the commercials that are being done. She is very good at what she does. And, you know, please join our Facebook group, guys. We pin the shows, like everything that's important, I always pin it to the top, right? And if you need to schedule or want to come on the show or anything like that or need some editing done, you know, please contact our scheduler and editor, Connie Hunter. She will definitely put you on the calendar. Or if you know you want to be on a show ultimately, you know, all the admins have access to the main email, which is enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. You know, you can ask questions if you have show ideas, you know what I'm saying, or you just want to grace the platform, you want to teach, you know, anything like that, please email me. You can email me personally, or you can email me through the show. Assistant services by Keith at Haru Swell. Assistant services by Keith by Haru at gmail.com. I have so many damn email addresses. So, yeah, that's it. So, yeah, guys, we're just going to keep it simple today, and we're going to keep it light today. So, seven things to start doing in for yourself in 2019. And this is a lecture by Ralph Smart. I do not have the YouTube clip link here, but before the clip is finished, I will have that for you guys, all right? All right, guys, remember, after the number to call in, it's going to be area code 929-477-3423. Again, be sure that you're pressing 1 so I can see you in the caller queue if you want to come back and discuss the lecture. All right, peace and love, and, yeah, I will be back.
Beautiful deep divers, a new year. Now, have you got your 2019 bucket list ready? Like, what are some of the daring, crazy, extravagant, silly, awesome things you're gonna do? Tell me about them. I'm all ears. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby. Beautiful day. I'm sending you tons of New Year energy. Amazing New Year energy. Take that, take that, take that amazing New Year energy, baby. We're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Seven things deep divers to start doing for yourself in 2019. Now, let's talk about it. Let's talk about all the things we weren't doing in 2018, which we know we should have done. Well, this is the time to do it right now, right here. Seven things to start doing for yourself in 2019. It's a 2019 bucket list. Even the cat down the road has a 2019 bucket list. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Yeah. So wonderful, deep divers. Let's dive straight into it. Let me share with you my 2019 bucket list, okay? The first thing to start doing for yourself in 2019, what I'm doing, deep divers, is to stop feeding into negativity. Have you seen the three monkeys? See no evil, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, right? You see, I see so many people giving their time and energy to people and things that aren't serving them. Have you ever observed the phenomena, deep divers, that we spend so much time on drama, on people that annoy us, instead of actually focusing on people who are always there for us? Well, deep divers, in 2019, it's time to stop giving your attention to people who do so little for you. Because once again, they are taking up space in your mind. They are tenants who haven't paid their rent in your mind. And they're staying there for free because you are allowing them to. So it's time to reclaim our power. And it's changed my life. I've already started to do it. Sometimes people just want to start drama with me, just to see if I'm going to get annoyed. Like, how calm is this Pisces? I don't give them no mind. They call it paying attention, because whoever you are paying attention to, it's actually an energetic transaction. And therefore, we have to be conscious of who we are paying attention to. Right now, it's not about reading about negativity all the time. It's not about going back and forth with someone arguing as soon as you wake up. Ain't nobody got time for that. So deep divers, start giving your time and energy to people who are serving you, to people who are always there for you, to people who make you smile, to people, deep divers, to people who actually warm your heart, not to people who make your heart heavy. If you can realize that, deep divers, 2019 is going to be terrific. What is the second thing to start doing for yourself in 2019? Now, right now, for me, it's all about hanging around people who make me forget to look at my phone. There is no phone around when I'm around them. Why? Because these people are so interesting. Why? Because we're always diving deep, talking about the fifth dimension. Why? Because I don't need a phone when I'm with them. Like, certain people, I need a phone when I'm with them, right? But there are people who make you forget to check your phone, because just being in their presence is all you need. What? Slow motion this side. It's ultimately about connecting with people who remind us who we are. And that's what 2019 is all about. Being around people who make you lose your ego. Being around people who make you that little bit more of your true self. Not being around people where you always got to pretend to be someone you're not. Not being around someone who you always have to impress and try hard. right? So 2019, start surrounding yourself with people who you can be your authentic self to, who you can be vulnerable with, who you aren't ashamed around. You can actually be your true self, deep divers. What is the third thing to start doing for yourself, deep divers, in 2019? Start entering relationships that are good for your mental health. Because I get thousands of messages, and a lot of people write to me, "Ralph, I'm in a terrible relationship." I say, "Why are you there?" They're like, "Ralph, because I didn't want to be alone." So you would rather be with someone who is making you unhappy than to be alone. That's where the problem lies. You see, start doing this for yourself, deep divers. Start entering relationships for the right reasons. Not because you don't want to be alone. No, because you've got something to offer that person, and they've got something to offer you. But more so, they are good for your mental health. I would rather be alone and single than in a relationship and miserable. Why? Because I treasure peace of mind so much. You got to start to realize, deep divers, your peace of mind is the greatest form of wealth you have. So start entering relationships for the right reasons. Okay? There are so many reasons to enter a relationship. Because you want to see how compassionate you are. Because you're starting to realize what actually matters, like good people, good food, memories matter, creating wonderful experiences with wonderful people. This is what matters at the end of the day. Okay? What is the fourth thing to start doing for yourself, deep divers, in 2019? Start living in the here and now. A lot of people say, "Ralph, I can't stop worrying about the future." I'm like, spoiler alert, there is no future. All you have is right now. When I was studying psychology in university, I came across a great psychologist called Fritz Perls, okay? Fritz Perls said this, founder of Gestalt Counseling. He said this: you have to lose your mind and come to your senses. That's what you got to start doing for yourself in 2019, deep divers. You got to learn how to lose your mind and come to your senses. Slow motion this side. And that really changed my life, just to realize, wow, a lot of us, we're always somewhere in the future, or we're always somewhere in the past. But ultimately, the only thing that exists is this moment. And this moment has just passed, and there's this moment. This moment has just passed, right? The future is nothing more than a continuation of present moments. Therefore, to stop worrying about the future, all you got to do is take care of the here and now. Slow motion this side. Right? What is the fifth thing, deep divers, to start doing for yourself in 2019? Let's just... woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Start taking responsibility for your plate. That's what it's about. Start taking responsibility for what you are eating. Start taking responsibility for the foods that are entering your mouth. And even if you don't want to take responsibility, because apparently it's not your fault, okay? Apparently you were raised in a household where everybody was eating junk food, and it's totally not my fault, Ralph. I hear you. So assume responsibility then, okay? Always take responsibility, which means responding to your ability of your health. I had to do it. Because back in school, what was in the cafeteria? Just junk food, right? But over time, I realized that I could start to research about foods. Okay, I've got to keep my body more alkaline. Shout out to Dr. Sabi. I've got to start drinking water, pH 9, pH 10. I got to start letting off acidic foods, processed meats, dairy. All of these foods which aren't serving me and keeping my body alkaline, and I've got to start eating more fruits, more vegetables. I've got to start realizing every 35 days our body makes new cells from the foods we are eating. I've got to take responsibility for that. I even got to take responsibility when I'm on a plane and they're like, this is all we have. I'm so sorry, Ralph, it's not vegan. I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to take responsibility and stay true to myself, say, actually, no. I would rather have a bunch of grapes right now, thank you very much. Okay? So take responsibility for your health and eat better, live better, feel better, baby. What is the sixth? Deep divers. Thing to start doing for yourself in 2019. Deep divers. Be honest with yourself. That's right. Be honest. Forget about being honest with other people yet. No, just be honest with yourself first. That's first things first, right? Be honest with yourself. Deep divers, like Bob Marley said, you can fool some people sometime, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And I see a lot of people who are trying to fake it till they make it, and they're giving themselves a really hard time. You see, the bucket list for 2019 has to be true to yourself, to be honest to yourself, to stop faking a life that you're not actually living. And that's what 2019 is all about. It's about keeping it real. Really honest, okay? And for me, every single day I'm practicing honesty by saying, deep divers, my life's not perfect. Deep divers, I got flaws. Deep divers, I go through similar experiences to you. That's what honesty is. Honesty is not saying I'm always positive all the time. Honesty is not always saying every single picture I just happen to take is just like so perfect and then it goes on Instagram. Honesty is not saying that I have the best relationship in the world and me and my partner never ever fall out. No. Honesty is when you can actually admit to say, actually, yes, even if I'm in a relationship sometimes, there are issues, but we're working through it. Honesty is saying that I may not be the richest person in the world, like Jeff Bezos, $100 billion, but I'm rich inside. Slow motion this side. So once you keep it real with yourself, that's the only thing that matters, and that's where happiness emanates from. What is the seventh? And talking about happiness, what is the seventh thing to start doing for yourself now in 2019? Start making your happiness, deep divers, a priority. I'm a Pisces. Shout out to all the Pisceans in the house. I remember deep divers when I was at school. One day I was playing football, soccer, right? And I twisted my ankle. It was really painful. And I was like ashamed I had hurt myself because I'm like, I'm this Pisces. Nothing can ever happen to me. I can't actually feel pain. I can't express I'm going through something. I just have to be this kind of positive Pisces. No, that hurt me. Looking back in hindsight, I was really suppressing my emotions. I wasn't putting my happiness first because when I twisted my ankle, I was asking other people, are you okay? Huh? That's insanity, right? So you got to put your happiness first. Take care of yourself first. Be honest with what you are going through, how you are feeling. Now you are helping yourself. Therefore, you can actually help others in the long run. Make your happiness a priority. Are you always working all the time? In a 9-to-5, in a job just over broke. Maybe it's time you went on holiday. I'll pay for it. I meant the cat down the road will pay for it. Happiness has to be a priority in 2019. Forget about how much money. Forget about how much money they're paying you, deep divers. Be more concerned about what you're becoming in the process. What? Slow motion this side. happiness. Make your happiness a priority. And happiness is an inside job. And how I'm making my happiness a priority is to start to do things I used to do. Like as a teenager, which was skate, I'm still skating, which was playing music, I'm still doing that. So start doing things that you used to do when you were a child in one of those photos and you were actually smiling because you were happy then. And right now, we've got to start putting happiness at the forefront of our lives, not chasing happiness, but realizing happiness is nothing more than equilibrium. And we need that because when you are happy, the cat down the road will also be happy. And then together, well, we just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? Beautiful deep divers. We are out here in the heart of nature, baby. Just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who's been getting the wonderful good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes. Check out the new amazing book on Amazon, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart. If you've got a message, if you found this video inspiring, add me on Instagram right now at Infinite Waters. Deep divers, have a beautiful day. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy, peace. Yo! Well, it looks like we got our 2019 bucket list figured out. That's great.
I'm just going. Okay. I gotta find peace of mind. I know they're not recording. I gotta find peace of mind. See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. Impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me. Constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you why I'm undone because. Without him, but I know it's possible to finally be in love and know the real meaning of a lasting relationship, not based on ownership. I trust every part of you, 'cause all that you say you do, you love me. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. With me, I have no identity. Another chance, yeah. Every day's another chance to get it right this time. Every day's another chance. Oh, what a merciful, merciful mercy. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Guys, greetings. Welcome back. This is Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is your host, Haru. Got lost there for a second. Gotta find peace of mind. You know, if you didn't feel that song, you are not human, okay? You know, I gotta find peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to peace of mind, y'all, and it's funny because when I rose this AM, you know, I said, I want to talk about peace of mind, but I just didn't know what to play. I was like, okay, you know, because I'm always guided to what I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying, for the next day. Sometimes I have it, you know, down, but normally I wake up and I'm like, okay, what do you want the world, you know, intuitively guide me on what the world needs to know today. And it guided me to the 7 things to start doing for yourself. And it's funny that I wanted to do peace of mind, but Ralph spoke just on peace of mind, y'all. You know what I'm saying? How many of y'all truly have a peace of mind? How many of y'all know that a peace of mind, see, is the greatest wealth? See, we think it's money. We think it's gold. We think it's diamonds. You know what I'm saying? We want to, you know, achieve this external validation, you see. But the true wealth is peace of mind. Took me years of work to finally get here. And I will have to say, first of all, reclaiming your power. Many of y'all witnessed just yesterday, you know what I'm saying, me reclaiming my power and what the things, the events that transpired in my personal life, you know what I mean, these last 2 days, right? But peace of mind, y'all. You know what I'm saying? To be able to rest. Many of you know that I'm busy a lot, but this week has been just a week of self-care. And when I say self-care, I mean rest. You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, I've done the shows, you know, but as far as the business, I'm not doing too much. You know what I mean? It's just promoting. That's it. But as far as, like, the hands-on and da-da-da-da-da-da, you know what I mean? I'm just taking a back seat this week, and I'm not delving too deep in. You know what I'm saying? And within doing that, y'all, I am truly finding peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, drama came at me. Drama will come at you. You know, y'all and a lot of y'all, you know, wake up with shit. You know what I'm saying? Wake up with yesterday shit. You know what I'm saying? How many of y'all living in the now? How many of y'all living, you know, in the future? How many of y'all living, you know, what happened yesterday? What he did or what he didn't do or what she did or what she didn't do? You know, how many of y'all got that shit on y'all mind when y'all waking up? How many of y'all waking up with yesterday's shit? See, we have to buy the book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Now, ultimately, on a spiritual level, we know that we are the book. You are the book. Indeed. I like to look at books as springboards. Nothing more, nothing less. Springboards. Right? So, you know, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle is a great book to kind of help you and teach you how to live in the now moment, guys. Because, you know, another one of my friends, Renee Hamilton, you know what I'm saying, he teaches, you know what I'm saying, there is no past, there is no present, or there is no future. You know what I'm saying? All you have is right now. What are you creating right now to aid your situation? How is what you're doing in the now moment complementary to your peace of mind? Not only your peace of mind, but those all around you. See, we are subconsciously in turmoil. Why? Past hurt, ancestral trauma. You know, it's unique for everybody. But I promise y'all this. And I don't make many promises, but I promise y'all this. Baby, if nothing will move you, life will. If nothing will move you, life will. And, yeah. So if nothing move you, life will. So I think I'm going to incorporate an oracle card of the day in this motivation. I'm so full of ideas, but I think I should incorporate. Said, what you think about that? I know Said's listening. I kind of listen. I think I should incorporate an oracle card of the day into these segments. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So I've already pulled, but so what Ralph Smart said was this. And then I'll do the oracle card of the day at the end, y'all. So 7 things to start doing for yourself in 2019. Now, he said 2019, but you know what I mean? This is just period. You know, and one of the questions he asked was, what's on your 2019 bucket list? What's on your 2019 bucket list? You know what I'm saying? For many of us, you know, the new year doesn't start till the spring, but what's on your bucket list, period, right? And it's funny because, I mean, I have a lot of shit mentally on my bucket list, but I did not physically write down my bucket list this year. And I have to do that. I do everything in the spring, y'all. I do what I call a one-page miracle to where, you know, I break it down in categories. You know what I'm saying? So I break it down, you know, as far as, I don't even know where the fuck my shit is from last year. But anyway. I break it down in, like, spiritual, you know, business, health, you know what I mean, relationships, you know what I'm saying? I break it down in categories, and that's, you know, I call it the one-page miracle. You fit it all into one page, right? And you fit it all into one page, and then, you know, it's a one page that you can put, you know, above your – I will put mine above my desk in my home office, you know what I'm saying? Or you can, you know, type it out, you know what I'm saying? You can put one in your car, put one – you know, I used to have one all over the place. I used to keep one in my wallet. You know what I'm saying? And also, I will record mine, too. I'll go out into nature, and I'll literally record my one-page miracle. And what I'll do is I will, you know, I would hear it in the background. You know what I'm saying? And I also used to record affirmations for myself. So I would record affirmations, and I would play them in my ear as I was sleeping. I'll put my headphones on, and I'll put it on repeat, and I'll play. You know what I mean? And I promise you guys, what you feed your subconscious is what your reality will be, right? So I fed my subconscious all the time, you know what I'm saying, with reading my goals each day. You know, they say write your goals out every day, but, you know, and if I got time for that, no, I'm just kidding, no. If you want to truly be successful, you better have time, right? And she goes on to say, oh, I may have a little time. So, yeah, we need to have a little time, you know, and that's just something I need to have a little bit more time with as this new year approaches, right? And it ain't even 2019 like we've been conditioned, right? We always go by the cosmic clock, cosmic calendar. So the 7 things he said was stop feeding into negativity. Woo! You know, a lot of people think that they mean well. You know what I'm saying? When they try to correct you on things and when they try to, you know, and a lot of times it may come from a place, you know, that they want to see you do better. They want to see you succeed. But if no one is coming to you in balance, shut it down. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, again, we have to teach people how to treat us. And if anybody does not, if anybody is always maximizing on the negative aspects of life but not bringing you in balance about the positive and the negative because they don't know how, shut it down. I don't care who they are, mother, father, auntie, cousin, whoever. You know, best friend, if they're not speaking to you in, if they're not speaking to you in balance, then shut it down. A lot of you are in these relationships, and, you know, your spouses are not healthy for you. You know what I'm saying? You you wake up with nothing but chaos. You wake up with nothing but, you know, just every, I mean, just, you know, like you're spiritually dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, are these relationships even worth continuing, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Are these relationships even, like, are they even repairable? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, is it even, man, you know, years ago, one of my, you know, I was in therapy for, like, well over 10 years, right? 13, I think, to be exact. 10 years straight where I was going literally every week. And, you know, she, you know, one thing she said to me early on was, Keith, you know what I'm saying? Relationship, your relationships is your distraction. You know what I'm saying? Relationships is your distraction. Because I was that guy who would, you know, get it, get, be in one, hop out of that one, get into another one. Hop out of that one, get into another one. Hop, you know what I mean? I was bed hopping. Bed hopping. Fuck it. You know, really not knowing how to really connect with someone. Really not knowing how to really build with someone. You know what I'm saying? That was Prince. Sorry, my dog's acting crazy. So that was, yeah. So, guys, hold on. Gotta check on my people. Okay. So, yeah, guys, you know, it, again, you know, as I said at the top, you know what I'm saying? If love is not being served at the table, get your ass a new motherfucking table, okay? If it's just not working, it's just not fucking working. And see, when we in these relationships, that's just a thing that we do not realize, you know what I'm saying, is that, you know, baby, if it's not working, it's just not working. You know, I love you. We can be great friends. You know what I'm saying? Just condense the shit down to a best friendship. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You know, but, baby, when love is not being, when, baby, yes. When love is not being served at the motherfucking table, find your ass a new table. Okay? Period. That is just across the fucking board. Many of you know the relationship I had with my mother. Very destructive, baby. You know, to the point to where it was in hate. You know, sometimes it's still there. But guess what? Just like I told her yesterday, I said, baby, you know, I said, and this goes for any of y'all in this family. I said, I want y'all to know, if love not being at the table, guess what? I'm going to find me a new table. And, you know, I think that, you know, people get scared when you start to stand up for yourself, when you start to really love yourself, and when you start to take your power back, as Ralph said, y'all heard Ralph, this is the year that you guys have to start taking your power back. And I'm talking to all of y'all empaths. You know what I'm saying? All of y'all empaths who are, you know, stuck in these situationships, you know what I'm saying? And y'all are giving y'all all, but y'all are not having equal reciprocation, if I'm sorry if I butchered that, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all are not having the equality of the work that you have to put in order for it to work, get your ass a new motherfucking table. See, I'm a stickler telling people to stick in and make it, you know, get it to work, get it to work, get it to work. You know what I'm saying? But, baby, if it's not working, and if you have a domestic, next Wednesday, we are having a domestic violence show. You know what I'm saying? Look, if you are in these situationships, and mind you, I'm not just talking about relationships, friendships, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? If there's not equal balance, baby, you know, I had to learn. You know what I'm saying? You are really wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? Because every relationship should be about equal balance. Now, there were times to where I would just take. And that was because I didn't really know how to give. No, I ain't going to say I didn't know how to give. That's a fucking lie. You know what I'm saying? But it's just that I was just numb. I was just mad at the world. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to give my love. You know, fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's the attitude I had in my subconscious. But I said, no way. You know, Keith. You know, the task is not to seek for love. The task is to seek to find all of the barriers within yourself that you have built up against it, right? So I had to go within, and I had to find that shit that I built up against love. And a lot of it was anger. A lot of it was hurt, you see. So if you find yourself not loving in its most authentic place, baby, you're going to need to go back to the drawing board. You know what I'm saying? And I am one who gets in relationships with people, with predators. You know what I'm saying? And when I say by predators, I mean people that prey on empaths, people that prey on, you know what I'm saying? And to me, you know what I'm saying? It's not because I feel that that's their intentions ultimately at a subconscious level, maybe. I think that these are people who are hurting, right? But see, even though that you're hurting on a deep level, my love, and this is to my men and women, you have to do your work. Because, see, baby, we can tell you that you have to do your work, but guess what? Life is now forcing y'all asses to do your work because you've had the allotted time to do your work. And especially y'all men that are preying on these women, y'all should be shaming y'all fucking self, for real. Because, see, I'm going to tell you something. What goes on behind closed, it's mask off. I don't think y'all realize. Mask off, baby. Everything is going to come to the light. So you better get your shit together. I'm telling you, you kind of better get your shit together, baby. Because if you don't, your mask going to come off in public. And you ain't going to even know that motherfucker off. That's what's going to happen to your ass. And you better listen to the oracle. Because, baby, it ain't too much shit that I say that don't come to life. People had to wait years to come back to me and be like, Keith, I just want to give you your flowers while you're still alive. You know what I mean? So, yeah, absolutely. All right, so stop feeding into negativity. Surround yourself. Number two is surround yourself with people who serve your highest version. You know what I'm saying? You know, those energy vampires, those leeches, you know. I'm going to do another broadcast on energy vampires because you guys need to know what energy vampires are. We need to know how to deal with these energy vampires, and we need to rise and surround ourselves with people, you know, attract your tribe, right? And we start to attract people who are for our greatest good, not those leeches, not those vampires, not those friends and family members. You know, all you do is gossip and bask in negativity and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We're not doing that anymore, y'all. And stop entering relationships that are good, that are not good for your mental health. You know what I mean? I don't believe in telling people to stop doing shit because you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Do you, baby. Whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? Just be, look, as Bobby Hemmings say, baby, whatever you choose to do, honey, be great at it. If you want to fuck up, be good at whatever the fuck it is that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? When I used to fuck up and still do at times, you know, because I have not arrived, okay? The journey is the destination, right? But sometimes I will fuck up on purpose in order to learn. You know what I'm saying? In order to grow, right? You know what I'm saying? Just be the best fuck up or be the greatest version. CG just said yesterday, if you guys listen to that show with CG, CG said, Keith, I spent 25 years of my life being a destroyer. And CG said, Keith, one day I just woke up and I decided to live on the other side of life. I decided that I don't want to live no more. And now he's been living like almost 20-some years of being a creator. It comes a point to where we say, you know what, enough. And guys, do not get it twisted. The reason why I'm able to conduct and produce this show for you right now, because I too, it wasn't until I was about 27 to where I started to get my shit together. And when I say get my shit together, it don't mean on the outside what people always look at. They always look at that external shit. But what people don't see is your internal shit. Right? See, they don't talk about your internal growth because they don't understand it. They don't overstand it. They don't understand it. See, all they understand is external validation, right? External accomplishment or external, you know. But what about the spiritual stuff? When is the last time we sat down and together in communion went over everybody's spiritual accomplishments? When is the last time you celebrated your brother, your sister, your family member, you know, for spiritual accomplishments? Not anything physical. Oh, you got a new house. Congratulations. Oh, you got a new car. Honey, that ends now. You know, y'all can continue. Have at it. But, you know, as far as, you know, the vibe and the tribe and all of that stuff, y'all, all this external shit, you know what I'm saying, it just will not fly anymore. You know, you can't, you know, treat your women any kind of way. You can't treat your man any kind of way and give him some pussy or give him some dick and think it's going to be okay, or give him give her, you know, some flowers or a kiss and all. You know, no, baby, it's not okay. And you're going to be revealed. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, hey, my friends know, you know what I'm saying, when y'all come to me with y'all relationship situations, you know what I'm saying, and I have a zero tolerance for men who abuse women. I have a zero, zero, zero. You know what I'm saying? So if I ever hear it, you know, if I love you enough, you know what I'm saying, I'll try to kind of warn you and tell you, you know what I'm saying, but you know what I'm saying? I just have a zero tolerance. You know, I just don't. You know what I mean? And I, too, myself have been disrespectful to women verbally. You know what I'm saying? So I know. But, you know, what I try to do is I try to correct it. You know what I'm saying? Or try to, you know, like if I'm going to not like go off in the deep end, you know, look, I'm still working on me, too. Okay, but for the most part, y'all, 70%, 80% of what I do is to uplift women. You know what I'm saying? Most of my clients is, you know, uplifting women. But there is that percentage of women who are just very, very complicated. Okay, but in those, you kind of got to be hard on a little bit. But I have to work on my assertiveness, how I handle those types. Because, again, I don't care if it's a man or a woman. You know, if you are disrespecting humanity, you know what I'm saying, on a level, I have zero tolerance for you. You know what I'm saying? You are just a waste. Why are you here? Why don't you go ahead and fall to the motherfucking ground right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, death to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean that harsh, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like, in my eyes, you know, you don't even exist. Because that's not the frequency that I choose to operate on. So, you know, if you are close to me or in my life or something like that and you're operating on that frequency, I promise you, like, you're going to be banished, you know, if you're not already banished, you know, because, you know, we don't do that here. The fourth thing was start living in the here and now. I already did my spiel on that. The book is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Start taking responsibility for your plate. Now, this is when he say for your plate. Now, he spoke about food. And, you know, I agree with him when it comes to food and animals and all that, but I feel that when it comes to food, I feel that that's a process. You know what I'm saying? That's a process that I personally still am working on as well. You know what I'm saying? I don't have all seven of these down just yet, you know. I use my life in transparency as an example. I ain't arrived, right? All right, so be just what I'm doing. Be honest with your motherfucking self. If you ain't being honest with yourself, what the fuck are you doing? What? And Dwight teaches a good lecture on it. You know what I'm saying? Don't lie to your motherfucking self. Why lie to your motherfucking self, baby? At the end, it's you versus you. It's an internal war. It's an internal. See, we think that this is an external war that we're fighting. No, love. This is you versus you. And like CG said, man, if y'all didn't listen to that set broadcast I did with CG, it was powerful. It was so powerful to where I didn't even feel like I was an interviewer. I was the student. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was just having to let him talk because I was writing down, taking notes. I got a whole pile of stickies over here. You know what I'm saying? CG was dropping gems, y'all. And we love CG on the Hanson Awareness Radio. But CG was like, you know, Keith, when it comes to these parallel universes and parallel dimensions, you know, we are the parallel universes. You know, me, you, we, you know what I'm saying? We are, there is no parallel, you know, universe that's outside of us. You know what I'm saying? So on an ultimate level, they could be talking about parallel galaxies, not universes, because we are the universes. We are the all. They said, now, we could be talking about parallel galaxies. I was like, well, you just debunked this fucking show in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? But go back and listen to that, because what CG ultimately said was, y'all, we are running from ourselves. We got all of this external shit. We are running from ourselves. That's it. So start making yourself happy. Happiness is an inside job, you know, and I learned that in recovery, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was in the rooms of AA one day. No, that was Narcotics Anonymous. I was in the room of Narcotics Anonymous one day, and I looked up at the wall, you know, and it said recovery is an inside job. Oh, what? What? I never thought about it that way. Like, in that moment, it woke up something in me. And it's the same thing with happiness. You know, there's a meme out there. And I'll probably post it. Be sure that you join in our Facebook group because I'm going to post it in the group today. But it's two cartoon characters. And one of them, you know, is trying to hand the other happiness. And then the other was like, oh, my God, happiness, yay. Where did you find that? And they was like, I created it myself. Ha! Happiness is something we create ourselves. Happiness is an inside job, y'all. See, a lot of y'all are avoiding that self-work. And y'all can't run from it. You can't run from you. We move to different cities. We go into different relationships. You know what I'm saying? We do all of this shit. But guess what? At the end of the day, who is still there? Where are all them bags going, baby? Bag lady. Oh, hold on one second, y'all. Let me go ahead and play a song real quick. I'll be right back, y'all. I need to take this call.
Y'all want unconditional love. Talking about the stuff that don't wear off. It don't fade. Not it lasts for all these crazy days, these crazy nights. Whether you wrong or you right, your mama can still love you. Still feel you. Still there for you. No matter what. To my truest thoughts, my truest feelings, all my peers doing years beyond drug dealing. How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. Ask Mama why I got the urge to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born without a silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, maybe things change. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare and wish with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't want to be a burden. Watch mama open up her arms to hug me, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. With unconditional love, big game, vision in the eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here hustling on the streets, ain't had a chance to speak. But you know, with you and me, it's all G. We could never be enemies, cause you've been such a good friend to me. Where would I be without my dogs? No wonder why when times get hard, cause it ain't easy.
vodka, make them listen. Prison ain't what we need. No longer sucking greed. Time to blast, strategize. My family got it, me. We will make something out of nothing. No pleasure in the suffering. Neighborhood will be good if they can cut out all the busting. The liquor and the weed, the cussing. Send the love out to my block. The struggle never stops. In this game, I'm in the eyes to see. No things change. The future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love. The lessons in your eyes to see. No things change. The future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love.
I probably never understand your ways. With every day I swear I hear you trying to change your ways. While getting paid at the same time. Just had a baby with the same eyes. Something inside. These are strange times. How come I never made it? Maybe it's the way I played it in my heart. I know one day I gotta be a star. My hopes and all my wishes. So many vivid pictures. And all the currency I'll never even get to see. This fast life soon shatters. Cause after all the lights and screens, nothing but my dreams matter. Hoping for better days. Maybe a peaceful night. Baby, don't cry. Cause everything gon' be alright. Just lay your head on my shoulder. Don't worry about a thing, baby girl. I'm a soldier. Never treated me bad, no matter who I was. You still came with that unconditional love. Lessons in your eyes to see, no things change. The dream's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So who will always be in my heart? With unconditional love. Lessons in your eyes to see, no things change. The dream's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So who will always be in my heart? With unconditional love.
Unconditional love, man. Shout out to the Geminis. I started out with Prince. I went to the first break with Lauren, and then that was Pop. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the Geminis. We love you. Matter of fact, and then the last song gonna be Lauren. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the Geminis. You know, I'm a Gemini. They're a Gemini. You know, I love. You know, we are so artistic. You know what I'm saying? We are so, you know, we are, I feel that we are like the child of a zodiac. So, you know, what is a mind of a child? A mind of a child is what we call pure imagination. Why do y'all think I'm so creative? Why do y'all think because I'm like a child when it comes to this life. You know what I'm saying? I'm full of ideas. I want to create, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think about age 7, you know what I'm saying? We start to get the weight of the world, you know what I'm saying? So we start to forget who the fuck we are. You know what I'm saying? That we start to lose that pureness of ourselves, you know, because our parents, you know, those before us, you know, do this, do that. No, yes, no. You know, that's when they teach us right and wrong and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But unlearning is the key. Unlearning. Wait till y'all see the Oracle card of the day. But unlearning is the key, right? So true happiness comes within, okay? Reclaim your power. A lot of us are reclaiming our power. Good for you. You should be proud. You know, as Lisa Van told me yesterday, always, always, always note, you know what I mean, even the small accomplishments. Always note your small accomplishments, more of anything, because when you note your small accomplishments when it comes to your self-worth, that's how you can ultimately, you know what I'm saying, become great. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell people all the time, be great. So always, always, always note your accomplishments. It's very, very key in your evolution, right? All right, so be conscious of your energy transactions. Woo! Oh, yes. Be conscious of energy transactions because a lot of these energy need I say more? You know what I'm saying? What, you know, when is the last time that you noted, you know, an energy transaction, like, okay, was that healthy for me, or, you know, did that hinder my spiritual growth, or did that elevate, you know what I'm saying, my spiritual growth? You know what I'm saying? It's like we have to start asking ourselves these questions, y'all, because any type of parasite that's still a parasite as you start to shift into the age of Aquarius. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people, you know, will argue that because many people are not really going by this label shit anymore, which I can dig, you know what I mean? But just for a lack of better, you know, to try to help you to understand it, right? Or understand, rather. As we shift into this age of Aquarius, You know what I mean? We need to be very mindful of our energy transaction because parasites are not going to live here anymore. You know, love don't live here anymore. You know, parasites don't live here anymore. Okay? So, yeah, y'all, if y'all parasitical and all that shit, y'all are not going to come. Y'all are going to perish, y'all. And y'all think it's a game. I think it's a game. If you're not getting your real shit together, if you are not healing your wounds, if you're not healing that shit that you don't talk about, that shit that you only stress about in private, if y'all not getting in tune with that shit, if y'all are not apologizing to the people that y'all hurt, if y'all are not being vulnerable and knowing that that's your greatest strength, you will perish, love. And that's a fact, Jack. I think it's a game. See, it ain't a game no more when the universe whoop your ass. Oh, baby, that's an ass whooping you can't. You can get out of ass whooping with your spouse. You can get your, oh, but a universal ass whooping? Many of y'all know that's an ass whooping you cannot run away. So it's a level to it. It's an ass whooping. It's a beat down. It's a damn knockout, drag out to where you just don't know what the fuck just happened. But it's up to you. See, if you're doing your work and you're doing what needs to be done for real, because you can't lie to the universe. You can't lie to your motherfucking self. You can lie to everybody. But at the end, you got to look yourself in the mirror. It's you versus you, boo. What are you doing? You can't run. No more running. It's over. Throw in the towel. It's you versus you. Be around people that make you lose your ego. You know what I'm saying? I attempt to speak to everyone in balance. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I would like to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me in balance. I choose to talk to everybody in balance. Do I get ignorant sometimes? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Publicly. But do I go back and try to make it right? Absolutely. Sometimes. Do I not? Nope. Sometimes I just let dead shit be dead shit. Just, you know, hey, this friendship is over. You know, next. You know what I mean? Your peace of mind is the greatest form of wealth. Yep, I spoke on that. You have to lose your mind. Woo! Here we go. You have to lose your mind in order to come to your senses. Whoa! One more time. You have to lose your mind in order to come to your senses. Oh, yeah. See, when we start to lose our mind, that's when we start to freak out. Why are we freaking out? Because we're no longer in control. See, when you guys are losing control, you guys are having the worst panic attack. My God! I'm out of control anymore! No, what is this? I don't like this! Oh, baby, welcome! Welcome! Control is an illusion. Okay, one of the biggest illusions. See, the grandest illusion is that you always had control. Oh no. You know, the universe was working with you, responding to you from your subconscious vibration, I like to say. Your subconscious vibration, baby. I'm telling y'all that's listening, yeah, control, let it go. We talk about all the shit that we need to let go of. Control is one of them. And Dwight Jolly would get on my ass. Because, see, Dwight know that Gemini shit when it comes to control. I got it bad, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But even with my businesses, even with my platforms and shit, we cannot be in control anymore, y'all. Control is out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we can attempt, you know, we have to be the flow. We have to accept in the book of AA, you know what I'm saying, there's a paragraph. Where's my AA book? Because I think I threw all that shit away. But, yeah, I did. Damn, I used to have a little one. At least. But I do know, oh, you know what, I can pull it up online. I have to read y'all this paragraph. But it is, yeah, I'm going to pull it up online. But it is what we call the acceptance paragraph in the Rooms of Recovery. And it's page 417 in the big book, if you guys are recovering. page 417 acceptance. Now I revised it in my own words, and I'm going to revise it again. But here it is. And this is about acceptance. You know what I'm saying? This is the acceptance paragraph. And all right. So acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or some situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me. And I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, or thing, or situation as exactly the way it is supposed to be in this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing in this world is by mistake. Until I accept myself, my situation, and my life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate on not so much on what needs to be changed in the world, but as what needs to be changed in me, in my attitude. Hear me. All right? So you can go ahead and find it. I'm going to post it in the Enhancing Awareness Radio group right now. You know what I'm saying? But so any of you that's listening want to go back and post it on your page. But, y'all, the acceptance prayer, you know what I'm saying? We have to accept life as it is on life's terms. You know what I'm saying? Because nothing in this life is by mistake. Even the shit you are going through is divine order. Right? It's divine order. It's all divine order, y'all. It's all a cosmic attraction in what you desire to see. See, that bullshit and that shit that we go through is to shape us, is to build us. See, had we not attracted those situations into our reality, see, you guys got to start looking at it as from a different perspective. Have we not attracted those situations into our realities, how will we have learned? So we have to be thankful. We have to be grateful for the lesson. Right? You know what I'm saying? Mary J., and I play this song a lot on the platform. You know what I'm saying? Mary J. Blige says it. You know, she sings it. You know, and each tear is a lesson. How many of you perceiving that as in each tear that there's a lesson? How many of you perceiving life that way? I wait. So, yeah. Okay. I got to make sure that. So, yeah, guys. So, we are going to bring this to a close. Now, I did promise you guys that I would be. Let me know what you think about this, Connie. Let me know. What I think I'm going to do to incorporate is I'm going to incorporate my, I'm going to pull an oracle card of the day. You know what I'm saying? I think that it can help my business, and I think that, you know what I'm saying, people will be more, you know, I think that it's a step up, you know what I'm saying, if I just, at the end of each broadcast, I just pull an oracle card for the day, and I pretty much explain, kind of like do a light reading. Okay. I would definitely do that on each day, and yeah, because my business needs to hurry up. And right, Connie, abso-fucking-lutely. Yes, I love me some Connie Hunter, and I love me some Cedric Sanders. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, the White Jolly, Jamila, Tiki, Lisa, Garrett, you know, Eli, Manning. Oh man, who am I forgetting? Candace, Professor Kaba, Sasha. You know, I just. Everybody on our team is just fucking awesome, y'all. I wish I had that song, Fucking Awesome by Plies. But, yeah, we're all fucking awesome, yeah? All right, so get a new story. So that's the card that I pulled, get a new story. So this card is about action, it's about thought, and it's about cause and effect, right? So this card is it encourages you to understand the process of building foundations. So this pretty much is like, this is like the 11-11. This is like the new beginnings, you know what I'm saying? So pretty much get a new story, you know, adopt new perspectives, you know what I'm saying? Figure out what is not serving you, you know what I'm saying? And create new lanes, create new freeways, as I like to say, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, but for yourself though, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So get a new story. You know, you know that, you know that the story that you live, you know, it does, you hold the pen. It does not have to be the end. You, at any time, you hold the pen to rewrite your story. You know what I mean? You hold the pen to rewrite your story, y'all. Period. So rewrite your story. And know that you are beautiful. Know that you are good enough. Never allow anybody or any situation to bring you down to a level to where you are trapped into a mental prison. You know what I mean? Because, see, it's not worth it. You know, and, you know, I'm a type of person, and, you know, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but when it comes to my self-worth and when it comes to my self-growth, y'all guys have seen me in action that I don't play about that shit. When you come at me, don't come at me, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can do anything, but when you come at me where you're attacking my spiritual, oh, you know, it's war. You know what I'm saying? Because that part of me, I do not, there is no, you know, but it took me a minute to get there. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to be careful who we allow into our heart. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, people come into our heart with muddy feet. No, boo. Not on my watch. So we have to begin to protect our energy in that sense. So I don't care what it is, y'all. Get out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, make it work. But I am the type of person I will throw a whole, not too long ago, you know what I'm saying? I threw a whole 10-year friendship away. You know what I'm saying? Overnight. When you disrespect me spiritually, it's a wrap. I have no, there's no going. And when I'm done, I'm done. Goddamn muddy feet. Abso-fucking-lutely. You know what I'm saying? Friendships, relationships, you know, parents, you know what I'm saying? Toxic parents, you know? People, and they walk in our heart space with muddy feet because they have not yet done their internal work in order for them to heal. A lot of these people don't really know how to love. A lot of these people, not for real, a lot of these people don't really understand unconditional love. Or if they understand unconditional love, you know, they've been wounded. You know what I'm saying? Man down, aisle six, okay? You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, it's going to be up to them. See, and a lot of these women are in my inbox about these men, you know. And men, I'm telling y'all, the women are in my inbox, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, y'all, you know, they're tired. They are sick and motherfucking tired. They are on the brink of leaving y'all ass. What y'all going to do when that loyalty gone? Like, for real. You going to wake up and you buy your motherfucking self in your shit. Maybe that's what the fuck you need. Maybe that's what your ass need. Maybe that's what your selfish ass need. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I say that because that's exactly what my selfish ass needed. That's actually how I started to really get my shit together. When my spouse left me in the middle of the night when I came home with my bullshit at 2:00 in the morning, smelling like hot sex from somebody else. Okay? I mean, I'm real petty. Like, I'll do some shit to make you want to kill me type shit. You know, I'll come home. I'll be, yeah, baby, I found somebody else, you know. Smell him. You know what I mean? Type shit. You know, you're going to want to kill me. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm single and been single for a while because I don't want to play those games. You know what I'm saying? I don't. Why are we in this if we have to play? You know what I mean? So the next relationship, if I get in one, you know, will have to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? But see, I had to take a break from all of that in order to, you know, go within. You know what I'm saying? In order for me to, you know, grow. And I had to do that as a man. You know what I'm saying? Because I kept hurting people, y'all. And I'm sure that y'all men can relate. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we, you know, we just hurt people, you know, and we don't really mean it intentionally, but it's just like a subconscious behavior that we have built up for so long. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it becomes automatic. You know what I mean? And in addition to the women being in my inbox, I do have men in my inbox, you know what I mean? And they are telling me, you know, that they are healing and that they are, you know, they are doing their work. You know, they're like, keep on, you know, I feel like you're the only person I can talk to about this. So I'm like, yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying? You got a bro in me to talk to about it, you know, because this shit ain't easy. And, y'all, we can't do it alone. We can. We can try. I tried. You know what I mean? Look, I fucked up for all of us, okay? I've done it all. You name it, I've probably done it. You know, as far as fucking up, right? So, you know, y'all, I have earned my right to stand on the world stage and teach. Trust me. So, you know, so yeah, guys, the card, the Oracle card was Get a New Story. So, yeah, I'm about to wrap it up because this trash man is coming. So Get a New Story, guys. Study the law of cause and effect. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to understand the law of cause and effect. You have to understand the law of attraction. And you have to understand how the universal laws work for you or against you. It depends on where you're vibrating, right? All right, guys. So, yeah, this has been a great, great, great broadcast. And if you need to contact me, all of my information is there. Check out my new business commercial. You know, all of you are loving it. And I thank all of you guys. Go to my business page and check out my new business commercial. You know, it's great. I need to upload it on my website. I'll probably do that this weekend. But, yeah, guys, I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of myself, you know what I'm saying? But I would tell anybody that's listening, y'all, that was sleepless nights, you know what I'm saying? That was sleepless months. You know what I'm saying, where, you know, I didn't know if I was coming or going. I've had a few suicide attempts, you know what I'm saying, you know, to where I was almost out of here a few times through the years, you know what I'm saying, where I thought I couldn't do it. But guess what? I remembered one thing, and I'm going to close with this. The secret is to never give up. Keep going. All right? Peace and love. Till next time.
Your boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget it. Nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, it's how I choose to live.
No more compromises. I see past the disguises. Blindly through mind control. Stealing my eternal soul. Appealing through material. To keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Oh, you can't hold me. Nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth. And your hurt feelings, no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological lock. Repressing true expression. Cementing this repression. Promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out.
what you said, keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk the learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life a sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory, just get out. Oh, these traditions are alive, just get out. Superstition killing freedom, knowing my condition is the reason I must die. Just get out. Just get out. Just get out.
Territory for the dominion, who will dominate the opinions, schisms and isms, keeping us the forms of religion, conforming our vision to the world church's decision, trapped in a section, submitted to committee election, moral infection, epidemic lies and deception, insurrection of the highest possible order, distort, and I take recorders from hearing like underwater, beyond the borders, find ascending disorder, bound by the strategy of systemic depravity, heavy as gravity, head first in the cavity, without a bottom, a fate worse than Sodom. What's got him? Drunk off the spirits. Truth comes, we can't hear it when you've been programmed to fear it. I had a vision, I was falling in indecision, appalling, calling religious. A program on television, how can dominant wisdom be recognized in a system of antichrists and majority rules, intelligent fools? PhDs in illusion, masters of mass confusion, bachelors of past illusion. Now who you choosing? The head of the tail, the bloodshed of the male, or confidence in the veil? Conferences of Yale, discussing doctrines of Baal, causing people to fail, keeping the third in jail. His words nailed everything to the tree, severing all of me from all that I used to be. Formless and void, totally paranoid, enjoying darkness and Lord, keeping me from the sword. Blocked from mercy, bitter than Cersei, hungry and thirsty for good meat. We were eating still, dying at the table of deceit. How incomplete, from confrontation to retreat, we belong to true enemies' defeat. Destitute of necessity, causing desperation to get the best of me. Punishment so there was nothing left of me. Realizing the inescapable destiny. No options in the valley of decision. The only doctrine, supernatural circumcision. Inwardly, only water can purge the heart from words to fiery darts. Thrown by the workers of the arts. Iniquity, shaping in. There's no escaping when your whole philosophy is paper thin. In vanity, the wide road is insanity. Could it be all of humanity? Picture that. Scripture that the origin of man's heart is black. How can we show up for an invisible war? Preoccupied with a shadow, making love with a whore. Aching the sores, Babylon the great mystery. Mother of human history, system of social sorcery. Our present condition needs serious recognition. Where there's no repentance, there can be no remission. And that sentence more serious than Vietnam. The atom bomb in Saddam, administered Farrakhan. What's going on? What's the priority to you? By what authority do we do? The majority hasn't a clue. We majored in curses, search the chapters, check the verses, recapture the land, remove the mark from off our hands so we can stand in agreement with his command. Everything else is damn, let them with ears understand. Everything else is damn, let them with ears understand.